Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yesterday it was announced that the Detroit Pistons are returning to 97.1 a ticket for this coming season,
yep,
which we are very, very excited about. I'm trying to figure this out. Does it feel like we're buying low with a chance to sell high? Like we are getting on board the Piston thing at just the right time? Or,
well, this is
going to be great excitement with the new arena, but where's the team headed?
Right. And my question when I heard the news yesterday was, okay, as a station, I'm excited about this because it's always cool to have another franchise under the belt and Pistons returning here, which is where they belong. Almost the same thing. Are we getting in on this just as the Pistons have already hit rock bottom and they're about to spring forward here? Or are they still on the decline? And when Mike Vellini sat down, when Stan Van Gundy sat down with Mike Vellini last night, and I watched the interview on Facebook, I think that it's all on Stan Van Gundy, and it's right where I think he wants it to be. It's up to him of what happens with this team, the next move. Nobody on the roster is safe. No one's untouchable.
Right.
So if there's a team out there that feels that they need a center, they can come calling and ask about Drummond. If there's a team out there that feels like they need an extra point guard, they can call and ask about Reggie Jackson. Nobody's safe on the Pistons roster. So he's also going to be, I think, maybe aggressive, maybe Mango-like, with his desire to make a deal anyway just to improve the team. Whether that means he moves Drummond or Jackson, I don't think that's the case. I think the Pistons are going to hang on to those two pieces. I think they're going to re-sign KCP, and they're going to try to find a way to get another shooter on this team outside of the draft. It was interesting because Van Gundy kept saying yesterday that because of the luxury tax predicament that the Pistons are in, that the only thing they can do to improve themselves is through trades or being smart with free agency, but mostly with trades. And he did not mention the draft. Did not mention the draft at all. And I thought, well, wow, that would have been the first thing I would have thought of. The way to get better is through the draft. But there they are picking at 12, and the guy you're getting at 12 can be an outstanding player.
Yep.
But typically, unless you're in the lottery, you're not getting something special.
Well, I mean, they are in the lottery.
Well, but you know what I mean.
The top three.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's what Stan Van Gundy said yesterday when the topic of Andre Drummond's come up. And, you know, there have been people on the station been pretty hard on Andre Drummond, Mike Vellini being one of them. And so Mike was very candid with his discussion with Stan, and it was really good. It was really, really good stuff. But at one point, regarding Andre Drummond, Stan Van Gundy said the following.
We tend to lose perspective on a guy like him because you see great talent. He hasn't turned 24 years old yet. There are several guys in this draft coming up that are older than he is. And so I'm the most guilty. I expect these huge things from him. And it doesn't happen on a consistent basis. And there's no question it has to. And you're absolutely right that it'll define my time here. But he's been better than what people give him credit for.
Okay. That's what he had to say about Andre Drummond. You know, he went on to point out that the truth is statistically he got better last year, and people talk about regression, and it has a lot to do with, you know, even if a player is getting better, but their contract calls for them to get paid more, it's not enough. And do you think collectively Detroit is too hard on Andre Drummond. And if it's not Andre Drummond, who do you think that collectively fans and in the media, somebody in the Detroit sports world that we're just too hard on, that we need to take a deep breath and everybody needs to realize what they have and stop. Who do you think the number one person is that Detroit is too hard on? Because I'll tell you who I think it is for me. And it's not going to be what people think. Mine is a position. I don't think it matters who the Tiger manager is. People are going to bitch. Because I think there is there's a lack of tolerance when it comes to a bad decision, which all managers make. All managers do. When Jim Leland was winning divisions, people bitched. When Brad Ausmus was taking teams to the playoffs, people bitched. Now, I think it's more fair to bitch about the last couple of years with Ausmus. Leland, I think, did a fantastic job with this team, and people bitched. And believe it or not, there's tremendous respect in the sport of baseball for Brad Ausmus, but people bitch. And I see it too. I see things that drive me crazy. I look at the end of the day, though, are they winning as much as they should be? And the last 2 years, I haven't seen it. But people bitched about Ausmus when Ausmus was taking teams to the postseason. And they did the same thing with Leland. Winning divisions and bitching ensued. And I just think the Tigers' managerial position is one that collectively in the media and the fans were too hard on. Because I don't think the manager makes as much difference as people think. I think it's mostly about the players. There's that too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As far as who I think the fans are too hard on.
Fans, media, everybody, just collectively. Detroit, too hard on.
I would probably say Stafford.
Okay.
I think that people are polarized on him. Mm-hmm. People either think he's really good or he's really bad. In reality, he's somewhere in between, but more towards the good than the bad.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to avoid. I think that everybody thinks that they have the reality of Stafford. Everybody thinks, well, the reality is he sucks, or the reality is he's great. When you say, and the reality is, I mean, that's your opinion, and I'm not dismissing your opinion. My opinion is he's above average. He's above average. And I would put him, I mean, he needs some things to be great.
Well, I mean, I put it in perspective. I think there are plenty of quarterbacks that are better than he is. And I think there are plenty of quarterbacks that are worse than he is. And I think there are more quarterbacks that are worse than that are better than he is. When somebody calls up and says he sucks, or somebody comes up to me at a bar and says he sucks, I'm dumbfounded when they come to that conclusion, because I know what sucks is. Sucks is what we've seen before Matthew Stafford, right, a quarterback for the Lions. That sucks. Stafford doesn't suck. He's not great, but I think he's good. So I think the fans are, by and large, because everybody here is a Lions fan. So I think that there's, and I think most Lions fans probably would side saying he's good or better. But there's probably 30 to 40% of the people out there, the Lions fans, that don't like Stafford at all. And I think that's a little unfair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.